More than half of the state's 20 independent colleges say they've never had as many freshmen until this year. Some say they're holding steady compared to the last two classes, while a few others say their fall 2010 numbers are back to normal levels, after seeing a dip in 2009. Rolf Wagenke is president of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities. He says while prospective students have been leery of the costs of higher education, private colleges drew them in with generous financial aid and by offering courses in growing, high-need industries.
Viterbo University in La Crosse, despite the hard times, they're building a new school of nursing. We know that there is a shortage of healthcare workers across the state. Concordia University in the North Shore of Milwaukee, they have opened a pharmacy school. The second pharmacy school in the state, there is a shortage of pharmacists as well. So they're responding to the conditions in the marketplace.
And Jeff Weber says many students feel that no matter the economy's shape, it's always in their best interest to earn a degree. He's executive director of enrollment for Wisconsin Lutheran College in Milwaukee. Its enrollment was up 20% this year.
Well, I think traditionally they know that education is a springboard into their future. They do want to become educated and use that to leverage themselves forward.
A couple private colleges saw small dips in enrollment. Wagenke says sometimes that means trouble, but often a school is simply keeping to its strategic plan and not wanting to grow. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.